Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour two of the Diddy Takeover here on a beautiful Friday afternoon in the upstate of South Carolina. I am Diddy. He is Lonzo. And we're getting back in to wise guys wisdom. We do want to hear from you throughout the show. Give us a call, 844-477-3776. You can text us at 71307, starting that message with ESPN, or get us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate. Give us your picks while we give you our picks. We've already picked the first two games, and we are going chalk. We both picked the home team, the favorite, and it's the Niners and Ravens. Those are your two Saturday games. The Saturday night game, Titans at Ravens, you can hear right here on ESPN Upstate. Now we're on to Sunday. Both games on Sunday. The doubleheader can be heard right here on ESPN ESPN Upstate. The first game on Sunday afternoon, 3:05 kick, Houston, the Texans, Deshaun Watson, after the magical comeback against the Buffalo Bills last week, they got to travel to Arrowhead and battle the Kansas City Chiefs, the team that the man across from me loves oh so much, the Kansas City Chiefs. Pat Mahomes trying to get back to the AFC Championship game. The Chiefs favored by 10 over the Texans.
I also want to point out that I'm rocking some more Chiefs gear today.
More Chiefs today, yes. Yes, t-shirt. I am. Very nice t-shirt.
Thank you. I got this one for Christmas along with the hat.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice hat too. I like the hat. I'm a hat guy.
Yeah, I know.
That's what hats are my out. Shoes. Everybody else likes shoes apparently in this world. I could care less. I'll go to Payless if it was still existing. But I want hats.
I prefer to go to the shoe store where you buy one, get the second pair.
Yeah, those are good
off.
Too. That's a good place.
So
I named the one that's not existing anymore. So no Plagola.
There we go.
It's out of business. They're gone.
I would be lying if I didn't say I'm a little bit scared about this game, because I do respect Deshaun Watson and everything he's been able to do. But as far as the Chiefs go, the defense has been playing pretty good the last four or five games. I think they're starting to get Spagnuolo's scheme, starting to play a little bit better. And yeah, you lost a main major guy last week, but there's no doubt who I'm going to pick even before this. I mean, I'm not going to go against my team. I really think that each year Andy Reid has gotten him one step closer. If D Ford hadn't jumped off sides last year, it would have been a different story. Mm-hmm. So there's only one step to go, and that's the Super Bowl, and I think they're going to be there. So, yeah, they're going to beat Houston. Some people are predicting a beatdown, and I don't know about that. But
Vegas is 10 points. Yeah. 10 points is a monster spread in the NFL.
It is. I don't think Kansas City's been winning by a whole lot this year like they did last year, but I think they're going to win this game.
Well, they did have a matchup earlier in the season. The Texans went into Arrowhead week 6 this season, and they beat the Chiefs. They beat them 31-24, a touchdown win. Watson, 280 yards. Carlos Hyde, 116 yards. It was a good game for the Texans. But the thing about the Texans is we've seen them as one of the most Jekyll and Hyde teams of all in football right now. I mean, they went a few weeks in a row where they played really well. They win in Kansas City, but then they follow that up and lose in Indianapolis. Then they, you know, they beat the bad teams, but they barely get by with Oakland, beating them 27-24, and then get absolutely lambasted by the Baltimore Ravens before beating the Indianapolis Colts, beating the New England Patriots, and handling the Patriots in that game, just to go out and get beat up again by Denver, a bad football team. So I don't know what these Houston Texans actually are. I feel like if they were to guarantee me, if you could guarantee me that I could see the third and fourth quarter of last week's game for four quarters this week, I would think that the Houston Texans should be the favored football team. But I told you guys last week on the 12-3 slot, and I'm going to stick with it. I'm picking the Chiefs to be the AFC representative, and I think that's still going to happen. And if it doesn't, it's not going to be the Houston Texans who stops it from happening. It's going to be Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens at home with the Chiefs on the road, if that is to in fact happen. So I also am taking the Chiefs in this game, but no way I can take the 10 points. There's no way. Ross Tucker told us yesterday this was his least intriguing game because he thought it would be one-sided and a total blowout. That blows my mind because Deshaun Watson is just too filthy. And this offense can at least bounce back, I think, in this game if they get behind. I just don't think they have enough overall. And defensively, they're not going to be able to stop Pat Mahomes and what this Chiefs team has recreated in the last handful of weeks to get back to where they are as that number two seed in the AFC. So again, we're chalk. We're home favorites so far throughout, and we're going to the fourth game. Seahawks traveling into Lambeau, flying into Lambeau to play the Packers. Aaron Rodgers looking for a little bit more magic, looking to prove that he can do it without Mike McCarthy this year. Packers favored by 5 at Lambeau Field at the Frozen Tundra, and it's supposed to be a frozen tundra come Sunday night. This is a night game on a Sunday in Lambeau in the playoffs, probably in the snow. It's got to be the Packers, right, Lonzo?
You know what? This is one of those games, another game, if Mark Ryan were sitting here, and again, I need your picks, Mark. I'm just telling that. I know you said Mark, you're at urgent care. I still need your picks.
The only way to survive urgent care is by listening to us, so yes, you better be listening to
so
us.
So I know what, I'm pretty sure I know where he's going on this, because he's been high on Seattle all year long.
Yes.
He really has.
So is Seattle. I mean, it's legal
well,
out there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I've been more on Seattle's bandwagon since Clowney went there. I think Clowney is starting to shine. Sometimes he may make hits that are, you know, questionable by some. If he were to do that on Aaron Rodgers, I might change my mind on what would happen, but I'm not. It's in Lambeau. You're just not hearing a whole lot about Green Bay, but here they are in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know? And I can't go against Aaron Rodgers. I just cannot. So I am going Green Bay in this game.
And I mean, I called them fraudulent a couple weeks ago, and then they proved me wrong. So I feel like I have to kind of stick with them. Not to mention our big boss is probably still mad at me for calling them fraudulent a couple weeks ago because he's a big, big Packer cheesehead, as they call them. The big thing I'm worried about is the weather and the fact that when you see what the Packers have been this year, they are a more passing team than a rushing team. You have Aaron Rodgers. That's kind of what you are. They average 233 yards passing, 112 yards rushing. That's pretty down the list when it comes to rushing offense. And they're going to need to run the ball when it comes to this game. And that's still an issue for the Seattle Seahawks, who have had their rushing attack kind of fall apart. Everybody's hurt. Everybody needs to be replaced. They had to bring back Marshawn Lynch. So this game, I think, is going to be running game versus running game. If Marshawn Lynch can start getting into his Marshawn Lynch form and break some beast mode type runs, then maybe the Seahawks have a chance. But I'm not so sure that when it comes down to just the ghosts of football past the house they're in, Lambeau Field, again, snowy, cold Sunday night under the lights, that place is going to be rocking up there in Lambeau in Green Bay. So I gotta go home again too. This is it's boring, I know, but my picks aren't official anyway, right? So it doesn't really matter. But we're all going chalk for this. And here's the thing: we talked about the stats at the beginning of the week as far as what home field advantage does and does not mean in the NFL. And I told you a lot of the last 10 years, the majority of the teams that had a home game in this round won. Almost primarily one because of that. There was a couple, maybe 4 to 5 in the last decade that have had those road wins on the divisional round. So home field advantage is a big, big deal when it comes to this round. And there's no better home field advantage than Sunday night under the lights, in the snow, in the cold at Lambeau Field. So I'm sticking Packers as well, which that gives us, we both believe it'll be a Niners-Ravens AFC championship game and a Niners-Packers-Chiefs-Ravens. I had them in the order wrong. And that's going to be our championship games going forward that we have to pick next week. Do you feel confident that that's actually the championship games?
I do. I do.
Do you feel confident that Mark Ryan's going to pick the exact opposite and lose?
this is our first major bet. We had a bet when he first got here, which I lost. I conceded early, and I took him out for a nice meal at Dave and Buster's.
You're a good man.
Yeah, I pay up on my bets, man. So this is the first time that we've went an entire season. Has he reached that point? Because this would be that point where he has to go exactly the opposite of me to catch up. And are there any of these games where you, if the other team won, you'd be surprised?
Yeah.
Maybe Minnesota.
I think Titans winning would be very surprising to me. And I really think the Vikings winning would be surprising. The other two, no. I think the other two are more of a toss-up in my mind, but I feel like just the Packers have that advantage of being at home in the snow and that whole allure of what Lambeau is in that game against Seattle, and then the Chiefs having the home field as well, and it's a playoff situation, totally different game. And we saw how bad the Texans were the first half last week against the Bills. The Chiefs far and away better than the Bills. So I'd say two of them are surprising if they go the other way. So I think he might take Texans and Seahawks.
I believe he will take Seahawks,
but he'll take Niners and Ravens. I don't know how you can't.
And if he took Texans, it wouldn't surprise me because he came from Houston and he does lean towards them
and Clemson.
Yeah, a little bit. Speaking of which,
yeah, that game's coming. Well, we got one before that because we got to get to six.
Oh yeah, you're right.
But we're not going to know the result of this one for another week.
So you're switching around. You're going with this one first.
Okay. Well, yeah, because it's the granddaddy of them all, the last one. That's got to be the big one. That's the big grand finale.
Right,
so Conor McGregor is back. 2 years and change since he has been in the octagon in UFC. Cowboy Cerrone's lost his last two fights. He needs to bounce back. This is a fight of two guys that need a win to be important anymore at any level at UFC. So quickly, we don't have to get into nuts and bolts because, you know, this is a football show. But Conor McGregor or Cowboy Cerrone?
Well, here's the thing. Conor has been out for a while, but Cerrone, he was on his way back and he was doing well, but he's lost a couple fights now. You know, the easy thing would be to go with Conor McGregor. Even though he's had this layoff, he's still in great shape, been out peddling his alcohol and trying to go to jail, but not actually getting put in jail from, you know, like punching old men in bars and stuff like that. So if you count that as sparring, then he's good. Mm-hmm. But I've always been a Conor fan, and I'm going to go with my fandom here. I like Cowboy Cerrone. I think he's tough. I think he'll take any fight, but I got to go with Conor here. This is Conor's first fight back, and he'll be back in title contention after he wins this.
All right. Well, this is the first time we're going to disagree. Conor's not winning this thing. 2 years and change since he's fought in the MMA. In between that, he trained for boxing. It's a totally different sport, totally different discipline, totally different style of fighting, and I think that hurts him. Being gone for so long hurts him. Cerrone's lost his last couple of fights, but he's been fighting regularly. He's been in the octagon. He's been getting ready. He's training for this sport, not another sport. I think Conor's past his prime. He's still an entertaining, fun guy. He's funny at times. He's also a jerk when he punches an old man in a bar, a pub out in Ireland. So he's not the greatest guy, and when he throws fits at the Barclays Center and makes issues happen there. But I think Cerrone gets the win, gets back on the winning side, and starts fighting back towards the title again.
The guy he punched in the bar, man, that guy just—he took it.
Didn't even move.
Went back to drinking.
He was like, "Whatever, man. Give me more whiskey."
Yeah,
Irish. You know?
But none of his. I don't want any of his stuff.
I don't want his crap. That's why it happened. That's the funny thing about it. All right, now we're to him, the granddaddy of them all. It's the sixth annual college football playoff national championship game live from Nollins down at the Superdome. How do you have it? LSU is favored by 6 as of this morning.
Well, I have picked Clemson in every game until the last game they played, which was 2 weeks ago against Ohio State, and no one was surprised when I picked Ohio State because that's my team. But LSU is led by a wonderful Ohio boy who used to play for Ohio State. So if some team is not your team, you look for reasons to make them your team, at least for that week. And the fact that they're playing Clemson, it wouldn't matter who it was over there. There's incentive. And all those biases aside and everything aside, LSU appears to be a team of destiny. Clemson appears to be a team that just does not lose. So this could be and should be a really good game. I don't think it's going to be as good of a game as Ohio State Clemson was. I just do not. I think LSU wins by a couple touchdowns.
All right, there it is. LSU by a couple touchdowns from Lonzo. That is his official pick for the national championship game. And I totally disagree with you. It's not going that way. Clemson is a team that doesn't lose. Clemson is battle-tested, even if people want to poo-poo their ACC schedule, because guess what Clemson's done? They've won 2 of the last 3 national championships. They won the championship last year when they were told they were the worst team in the game. There's no way they could touch Alabama. Alabama's unstoppable, the greatest of all time. Tua Tagovailoa. And guess what happened? The Clemson Tigers boat raced them. Trust me, this isn't a I want to cheer for this, I am hoping this happens kind of a pick. This is a just I know this is going to happen because it's happened over and over. I've been right about it over and over. And once again, the Clemson Tigers are going to raise the trophy in New Orleans. They're going to win the national championship, and they're going to win it 38-31. Clemson Tigers win 3 out of 4, solidify themselves as a dynasty in college football, and Trevor Lawrence comes back to win number 3 in the Heisman Trophy in 2020.
Well, we are still awaiting Mark Ryan's picks, and he has until the beginning of the first game tomorrow, which we have figured out is Minnesota and San Francisco. So he has until then. No doubt he's going to pick his team, Clemson. We know that.
Yeah.
We know he's going to do that, so he has a chance to catch me or maybe surpass me.
And he does.
Unlike him, I don't fear the stash.
And if he went with my picks, he'd have a chance to tie to catch up because you're up 2.
Right.
And we have 2 differing picks with me picking Cowboy Cerrone and me picking Clemson.
But see, the problem with that.
And you know he's picking Clemson.
Yeah, we do know he's picking Clemson. But we don't know what he's picking on everything else.
Yeah, we don't.
There's one for sure that he's picking. He's picking Clemson.
Yeah, he is picking Clemson. So he's at least trying to get one back from you going into next week. But those are the Wise Guys Wisdom. See, I got to do the voice. Wise Guys Wisdom Picks of the Week. And that is a staple of Offsides with Mark Ryan. Keep us honest on it. You've heard our picks. They're official picks now. So you got to keep us honest. Call us out if it's wrong or right coming through the weekend. And don't forget, Titans-Ravens Saturday night, you can hear right here on ESPN Upstate. Texans and Chiefs, Seahawks and Packers, back-to-back doubleheader on Sunday. Both heard right here on ESPN Upstate. And most importantly, the granddaddy of them all. It's the national championship game live from New Orleans. And that will also be simulcast right here on ESPN Upstate on Monday night after me and Lonzo go live 5 to 6:30 here with you with the Offsides pregame show. So there's X factors galore when it comes to sports, and I want to separate it with one per team per side of the ball. So we're going to give you our defensive X factors for both Clemson and LSU. That's next on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Before we get back into sports, there is a non-sports news. Should we give the breaking news bulletin, even though it's not sports? Why not?
Well, there's actually one that you're supposed to read for non-sports stories, but I don't know if it's over there or not.
I can't find it. Yes, there it is. Non-football news. I'll go with that one. Breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Just in case it's supposed to be the other one, it could also be brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz Vance. The breaking news is sad news. It's heartbreaking news if you're a rock and roll historian, fan, or anything. The greatest to ever sit behind a drum set, Neil Peart from Rush, has passed away apparently on Tuesday the 7th, a few days ago, succumbing to brain cancer. Bleep cancer, we'll all say that, and I think we can all agree on that. Sad, sad news. There's no better drummer in the history of music than Neil Peart. The guy was magic, and seeing him live twice is a highlight of my life. He was insane. Rush is one of my favorite bands, so rest in peace to the greatest of all time, unquestionable greatest of all time, Neil Peart. He also appeared on the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie. I don't know if that's too far beyond your nerd reach.
I do know of the Aqua Teen Nerd Force or whatever, but there's a problem. It's a little too racy for me.
It's a little much. It's a little much. I love the meatball. He's funny. He's very funny. But in the movie, there's Walter Mellon, and he has Neil Peart, and he has him play the drum solo of Life. And it's funny. It's very funny. So the guy's a legend. People across all genres of music know who he is. People across all walks of life know who he is. So sad news there. Rest in peace to that legend, the greatest drummer ever. We're going to get back into sports now. We're going to get back into it with your calls. Delvin's been waiting patiently. Thank you, Delvin. We had a couple things to get to. Welcome into the Diddy Takeover. What's your topic?
First of all, I want to say, Lonzo, I think you should win by 4 feet because Mark was ragging on you when you did come caught tweeting about Ohio State losing to Clemson last couple weeks ago. So you should get on him, man, if you don't send his piece. So I don't blame you one bit. As far as LSU and Clemson go, what's your key to the game? I think you might get your extra, but what's your keys to the game? I think Clemson, like I said, Clemson got to get out to a fast start. They can't get behind like against Ohio State.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for the call, Delvin. We're actually going to get into that in just a minute. I'm going to give you the two defensive X factors for each one for each team here in just a minute. Later in the show, we're going to give you the two offensive X factors. And I really think those are going to be the most key elements of this football game. Harold is on the line as well, wants to talk about the Natty. Harold, welcome into the Diddy Takeover.
Yeah, thank you, Diddy, for the call. I like Clemson, and the only reason I'm going is because of history. Now, when it's proven wrong, then, you know, I say, because the number one seed hadn't won.
Yeah.
But Clemson just seems to find a way. I don't know what it is about them. And they, you know, the ACC, when they come out of that and they go up against the other teams, they find a way to win. Now, my upset is the Seattle Seahawks over Green Bay.
Okay.
And I'm doing with that because Green Bay hadn't, I think Clowney's going to give away Aaron Rodgers a fit. And I think Russell Wilson's a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers. Kansas City, I like Kansas City because I don't think Watson gonna be able to throw up another Hail Mary down the field.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, that's the only reason. That's Kansas City be looking for that. That should be a good game. I don't think they'll win by 10, but that's gonna be a good game. And of course, the Titans. Hey. Who did they beat last week? I mean, the Ravens going to eat them up.
Yeah.
So that's my picks now, Diddy. So be looking forward this weekend,
absolutely.
And I will be listening on my radio out here Sunday. I don't watch TV.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you.
Have a good evening. A good weekend, boys. Thank
Definitely.
You.
You do the same, Harold. Thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to ESPN Upstate on the weekends, too. We have all the games, man. We got Clemson basketball, women's basketball in the afternoon tomorrow, the NFL game at night, two NFL games on Sunday for you. And then we're back Monday with a noon to three show. We got Mark Ryan, Fat Boy, and Nine from 3 to 5. We'll be at an Ingles talking about college football national championship. And then me and Lonzo will be here from 5 to 6:30, giving you that pregame show, an offside special show from 5 to 6:30. But back to the national championship game, and to slightly answer one of Delvin's questions there about the keys to this game, I'm going to give you X factors of the defenses for both teams. And we'll start here in our backyard because I think it's the most obvious one. It's got to be Isaiah Simmons. He's got to be the X factor because he is the X factor for this defense. He led the Tigers in 2019 with 97 tackles. 61 of those were solo. He had 6 sacks and second on the team with 3 interceptions. He's the 2019 Dick Butkus Award winner, best linebacker there in the country, and he'll have a quarterback he'll have to quarterback, this defense against the best offense that Clemson has seen all year and maybe the last 2 years, because I think this offense is better than Alabama's was a year ago. So he's going to have to be that difference maker. He's going to have to not only be cognizant of what's happening if LSU tries to pound the rock and keep that run with the rest of the linebacking core and the line and be part of that seven-man front, and he's going to have to be very, 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 very involved in the defense of the passing attack, because if the deep guys are covered and things are underneath, he's the guy that makes fits for quarterbacks. Isaiah Simmons, for me, is the unquestionable X factor for the Clemson defense, because he's unquestionably the most important and probably best player in that unit. Defensively for the LSU Tigers, it's going to be Grant Delpit. It's the safety, and we've had people mention him the last couple of days. Somebody actually tweeted at us saying that he was their pick for the most important person on LSU's team 2 days ago when we had that poll, and I kind of agree a little bit on that front, because I think he's going to have to be that X factor defensively for LSU to beat Clemson. I think they need to force turnovers, and Grant Delpit is able to make turnover opportunities for other people by tricking quarterbacks to make dangerous throws. He's done it over and over and over, and he baits guys into throwing a ball thinking he's not going to be a part of that coverage and gets over, and he might not get the pick, but somebody does, and they turn the ball over. If he can do that with Trevor Lawrence, if he can bait him into some of the bad throws that we did see early in the season when he was throwing into tight coverage, then LSU could take control of this game, and it could end up being a little bit sloppy and a little bit one-sided. So I think Grant Delpit is going to be a key X factor defensively for the LSU Tigers because of what he is capable of doing as far as kind of messing with the mind of Trevor Lawrence as he's trying to move the ball and score points and keep Clemson going forward in this football game. So you guys can vote on what you think. Tell us, tweet us, text us, call us. 844-477-3776 is the phone number. You got the text line 71307. Who are your defensive X factors for Clemson and LSU? I think it's Isaiah Simmons and Grant Delpit. Do you have any, Lonzo, do you think there's anybody that kind of comes to mind that has to step it up defensively for Clemson? Isaiah Simmons has to be the guy, right? Like he's the quarterback over there.
I just think, as far as Clemson goes, I think the entire defense needs to step it up, because they know the kind of offense that they're going to play. They need to play the kind of defense they played for most of the year. They don't want to play the kind of defense they played against Ohio State in that first quarter and possibly the first half. You need to learn from that lesson and come out and be ready for an air show, because that's what you're going to get with the LSU Tigers.
Yeah, they're going to have to come out and play like they played the second half against Ohio State and shut them down completely in that second half. That's going to be a big factor, and we've talked about it a lot the last couple of days, where you're going to have to see them make LSU more one-dimensional than they might already be statistically. I don't think that they're one-dimensional as far as their skill level and what they're capable of doing. I think they've been one-dimensional statistically because they haven't necessarily had to be multidimensional to win all of the games they've won. They've had so many blowouts, but it is going to take a lot of running, and that's something I'm going to get into going forward. We're going to get to our offensive X factors a little later in the show, and I am going to talk a little bit about that rushing attack for the LSU Tigers. We did get a text. My prediction for this game will be the first championship to go to overtime, and that LSU wins 37-31 in overtime. That could be fun. That's fun. And, you know, for me personally, and the reason why I would say that I like the college game more than the NFL in this game is because, again, I get excited regardless of who's in it. And I'm excited to watch this game because of what this game could be with who these two teams are. To watch two teams go at it, USC Texas has to be one of the most memorable games of my life, and has two teams I don't like whatsoever. I grew up slightly an Oklahoma fan. I had cousins that were in the Pride. My mom used to make us watch the Oklahoma games every weekend to see if we saw Brian and Sean in the stands. So I started cheering for Oklahoma because I didn't really know college football yet. We were from New England. We were Patriots, Red Sox, Bruins, for some reason not Celtics, and then moved to Sacramento where it was the Kings, and then, you know, you had the Giants and the Niners and the A's and the Raiders. There was no real college pull, maybe slightly with UCLA, USC, but we were Northern Cal, so it wasn't that big of a deal. So Oklahoma was that first team, so I can't stand Texas. And then obviously nobody likes USC out in California except for USC fans. They're kind of like Tennessee fans here in the Southeast, that they're the only ones that actually really like them. And now, obviously, as a South Carolina guy, I don't like them because they took away an acronym that should be just generally used because it stands for the words that are in our title. But that's a different story and a different argument as well. But, you know, that game was one of the greatest games of all time. It's two teams I hate. You know, this game only has one team I'm supposed to not like with Clemson. I have a soft spot for LSU because of what they did for South Carolina a couple years back during the floods, harboring the team, getting the game done, playing the game at LSU, bringing in some of our fans, our people, our staff, and everything else. It was just a great, great show of support from the LSU fan base, from the LSU program. So I do have the soft spot for them. But overall, the reason I like this college game better is because I have zero pull. I have zero emotion or care about who actually wins this football game because neither of them are my team. And because of that, and the fact that I'm still stoked and excited and pumped and ready to watch this thing on Monday, that's why I vote on that poll. I got to vote College Natty over a Super Bowl.
I'm not questioning whether you're telling the truth or not, but there's not a place deep down inside of you that wants Clemson to lose.
Well, I mean, like, I don't necessarily want them to win. I'm not going to be hurt if they lose. I'm going to be, and here's the thing,
so
too.
There's no part in you that really goes, man, I want Clemson to lose.
Because, you know, like I said, I wrote the article a couple years ago. I said it again Wednesday when we were talking about the fan issues. I've shifted my hate. I've shifted my hate to the teams in our world right now. And the teams in our world, unfortunately, includes Kentucky. Because we had lost five in a row before beating them this year. So Kentucky is the level of football that our school is on right now. And that means that I can't focus any of that extra sports hate on Clemson because we're just not in their stratosphere. We're not in their universe right now. Like we're sitting on that new planet they found that might be Tatooine that has the dual suns. We're out there and Clemson's chilling here on Earth with the awesome life and the plush green landscapes and stuff. So, you know, it's just a different world for me. It's hard for me to really have much emotion either way anymore. That maybe that's apathy. We've talked about that before with Gamecock fans. Is that part of the apathy that I don't even have an emotional feel about if Clemson wins or loses? You know, I might feel a little bit more like, all right, Edo, if LSU wins, like maybe more of an attaboy for it. But I don't think I'm going to be that bothered regardless. And that's weird, isn't it?
I'm to the point, my cousin who lives down the lane from me a little bit.
Over yonder.
Has his Clemson, well, we live on the back two of 9 acres, so it's like you got to go over a couple hills to get to where he is and over more to get to where we are. So
down the road a piece. Is
yeah,
what,
yeah, a spell.
A spell.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And
I know there's a lot of different things.
So he has a Clemson flag flying. Yeah. I'm to the point where I might go get an LSU flag if LSU were to win and put it on my mailbox because he has to drive by my mailbox to go to his house.
I'll be perfectly honest. I used to be very petty. When I was as a younger fan, like into my 20s, I was still a really bad fan.
So you're saying I'm petty, but well, I think it would be hilarious.
I was petty to a point of messing with a girl I was talking to in high school because she claimed to be both FSU and Clemson, and I found a Clemson flag, and we knew that she was more of an FSU fan, so when Clemson beat them, I think the first time ever in the Bowden Bowl, we put Clemson flag on her car and rode all over it and tried to make her mad over that, even though none of us liked Clemson at all. I just tried to start trash with it.
I want to point out that I'm not talking about defacing other people's property. Like,
well, like
you might
get
be.
the car marker where you can write on the window and it wipes right off.
Right,
yeah, I would never deface somebody's car.
Yeah, so
I mean, putting a Clemson flag on it might be defacing.
I just would put an LSU
flag off.
LSU flag on my mailbox and would be interested to see how long it lasts because either the mail person would take it off or he would because. Again, we're the last two on the – so someone purposefully would have to take it off.
Our texter doesn't believe you, by the way. He says Lonzo is 10 out of 10 petty.
Listen, I would go at least 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. I'll give you the wiggle. And, you know, I'll give you the wiggle room.
There are some times when maybe I'm not petty. If I think something's funny, even if it is extremely petty, I'm going to do it.
We're all a little petty sometimes.
You know, and even if I'm – well, I know I wouldn't be the only one that would laugh about it. My wife would think it's funny.
Yeah.
So there's two people there that would think it's hilarious.
My dad and I were also petty when I was in high school. We lived over in Stonehaven down Five Forks area, right? And our house was on a road that kind of teed to another road. And at the end of where the T was, there was a house facing us. And when we turned in, we could always see that he put up a Yankee flag. But when we looked at it from where our house was, we couldn't see the flag itself because it was, you know, perpendicular to us. But we knew if we put a flag up, Every time he walked out of his front door, he'd see it. So we put a flagpole on the front of our house so we could fly a Red Sox flag. So every time he walked to his car, he saw that Red Sox logo.
That, to me, is just fandom. That's all that is. I don't think there's anything petty about it. I think it's funny. I think that is great. I really do.
I would switch it, though, at least. I would throw up the Gamecock flag during the football season, too, because there was a lot of Clemson fans in that town, neighborhood.
As far as I'm concerned, I will buy an LSU flag, and then I'll take it down after a couple days. It would just be for because it's worth a couple dollars or however much it would cost to get. Just for that.
And what you should do.
I would never see his anger because I never see him. So I would just know that it made him mad without actually seeing it make him mad.
What you do so it doesn't deface any property is you print out the face of Ed Orgeron big on a piece of paper twice, and then you just tape it to either side on top of the paw. Like just one piece of scotch tape where you can rip it right off. And just have Edo's face on the paw on either side.
Nah, if he sees someone going up that flagpole or pulling down his flag, he does have firearms.
I'm not doing that. That's right. We're in the South. Never mind. Don't do that.
That's why I said I put it on my mailbox. Now, a big Coach O head
I grew up
on
in,
my
like,
mailbox.
Mayberry, dude. I grew up in the woods in New Hampshire. I'm sure people had guns, but nobody cared. I think every door was unlocked.
Well, people had guns in my neighborhood, but they were up to no good. So, yeah, I know.
Bad boys.
Worse than that.
All right, we're going to transfer back into the NFL. 4 playoff games this weekend, and when it's all said and done, we will have our conference championship game matchups. We've made our picks for who we think will be there, but next we're going to discuss who we most would want to be in these conference championship games. Which conference championship matchups would most excite you and would most excite us? That is next on the Diddy Takeover, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Diddy Takeover is flying by today on this beautiful Friday afternoon in the Upstate. We've got so much more to get to with you today. 4 NFL playoff games this weekend, the national championship game on Monday night, and we've got your 4 daily polls on Twitter for you to vote on. One of those polls, actually shoot, 2 of those polls we're going to talk about right now because we want to talk to you about what you want to see, not what you think is going to happen. So this is where it's going to differ maybe for us, even though, I mean, you're going to have the Chiefs in there because you like them and you're going to pick them. That's what you want to happen as well. But what you want, what you would be most excited for when it came to the NFC and AFC championship games next weekend. And it is the Twitter polls number 1 and number 2. So which NFC championship game would you most like to see? Packers, Niners, Packers, Vikings, Seahawks, Vikings, or Seahawks, Niners? So far, 46% of the vote said Seahawks, Niners. They want a third matchup between the two teams, and that's fair. It's a rubber match, right? They've played twice. Seattle whooped the 49ers the first time, and then the 49ers had a lead. Looked like they were whooping up on Seattle. Russell Wilson made a run, made it real close, and then the Niners were able to hold on in Week 17 to clinch home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So you're on a chance, a pace, to maybe get a rubber match with Seattle versus San Francisco. Would that excite you more than what we picked with the Niners-Packers, Lonzo?
No, I got to admit, what I picked is what I want to see.
Yeah.
And what I think we'll see, and what a lot of people have been picking for a while, especially in the AFC. A lot of people have been picking Chiefs against the Ravens for the AFC championship.
Yeah. And then for the NFC, you have at least when you're, it's Green Bay versus San Francisco, that's a legendary playoff NFL matchup.
Yeah.
We've had legendary games in the past between these teams with the Favre and Steve Young days all the way through till now. And, you know, you're going to have the Jimmy G new look kind of San Francisco 49ers going against the old guard of Aaron Rodgers and the Packers and the storied franchise. So that is very exciting. But to be honest, if I'm going to say the most exciting matchup to see, the thing that would excite me the most, because it would be a weird hodgepodge type football game, it's Seahawks Vikings. I feel like that would be the most exciting to get ready for, because you're like, what do you even think this is like? What are these teams ever going to be this week? What are the Seahawks going to do without a running game? Can Kirk Cousins win three in a row? If that means he would have had to beat the Niners on the road, he had to win three in a row on the road if that's the case. So that could be probably, I think, the most exciting looking at it from the outside going forward.
You know, in most years you could say that is out of the realm of possibility, but it's not. I mean, after what Minnesota did last week, it's definitely a possibility.
Yeah, and then on the other side, you said you still would stick with Chiefs-Ravens is the one you want to see.
Oh, because, yeah.
Well, Pat
Without
Mahomes, that's the best option as far as a quarterback matchup we can get, I think. Pat Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson.
Well,
in this
if you like offense,
yeah,
that's the game you want to see in the AFC, because you're guaranteed to not only have, you know, probably a lot of touchdowns, but some interesting touchdowns.
Yeah.
The no look, you know, a run for 99 yards, just some cool stuff could happen.
I again voted differently because I want to see my two favorite quarterbacks in that league play. As far as not,
I've been told
being
that I'm a
team.
Contrarian. I think you're a contrarian.
I'm trying to learn the ropes of how contrarianism works. I'm not very good at it though. But no, I do believe this.
Well,
I voted on
the
this
pebble from my hand.
I voted on the poll before we talked. Now this is the first time we're talking about who we would pick in this. We like to keep it fresh, so it's a good reaction. And I voted for this before. I voted for it this morning. I want to see Lamar Jackson versus Deshaun Watson again. We got to see it in college. We got to see Louisville come down to Death Valley. Clemson outlasts them in an epic, classic game under the lights at Death Valley in Clemson. I want to see it again at the NFL level and in a championship game instead of just a regular season game. Can Lamar continue to be Lamar, the MVP, the upstart Ravens who weren't very good the last couple of years, and get to a Super Bowl? Or can Deshaun Watson once again edge Lamar Jackson in a football game? And even though Lamar's going to have that MVP trophy, just like he got the Heisman trophy, it'll be Deshaun Watson going to play for a championship. I think that would be the most exciting, entertaining storyline to see. I still believe it won't happen. I still think the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC, and I picked the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl 2 weeks ago on this station. So I got to stick to my guns. I make my picks and I stick to them. But as far as most exciting that you'd be most excited to see, I've got to stick. I think it would be Deshaun versus Lamar, that rematch on the NFL stage. And this time Lamar would have home field advantage. And that could make, you know, a nice little wrinkle, a nice little conversation leading up next week to these games. Deshaun versus Lamar 2. And that could be a lot of fun. What do you guys think? We want to hear from you. Give us a call. Give us a text. Give us a tweet. We're going to get to your calls, texts, and tweets. And we're going to give you a mid-show update on your daily Twitter polls across the board. That's all next on the Diddy Takeover, ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With your Diddy Takeover comes four Diddy Takeover Twitter polls, and we are halfway, smack dab in the middle of your Diddy Takeover here on this Friday evening in the Upstate. So we got to give you your halfway tallies on your daily polls. We've got the four, starting with number one. We talked about it last segment. Which NFC Championship game would you most like to see? And that's for you guys out there to answer. Your answer so far, 46% of the vote says Seahawks versus 49ers, followed by 27% saying Packers versus 49ers. So if you don't agree with that, get over there and vote. Try to change the numbers there for you. On the other side of things, the AFC Championship game you would most like to see: Ravens Chiefs, Ravens Texans, Titans Chiefs, or Titans Texans. Can you guess what it is? Lonzo, can you take a wild guess at what it is winning this poll?
That would be Chiefs Texans.
Ravens Texans. Chiefs Texans play this
really?
Week.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Titans-Chiefs is what you're thinking. Titans-Chiefs, though, Titans-Texans has a lot of votes, which I'm pretty surprised about. They're 24% third place right now. Titans-Chiefs is the one nobody wants to see, probably because it would be a 42-7 Chiefs victory.
Titans won earlier in the year against the Chiefs.
They did. So did the Texans, and they got to play this weekend. So that could be interesting. Chiefs-Ravens would be number two on the list, which is the one we think will happen. We've predicted will happen. Chiefs Ravens. But the one I want to see the most is the one that our listeners want to see the most, probably because of Deshaun Watson. So Titans or Texans versus Ravens, 44% winning that poll. My favorite poll I've ever done on any sports show of all time is Twitter poll number three. How dumb is the Trevor should sit next year take? Is it dumb? Is it dumber? Is it dumbest? Or it makes sense to me. So far, 75% of you are spot on saying it is dumbest. The dumbest suggesting that he should sit out. Not excusing if he does, which is what you did, Lonzo. You said that you would understand if he did. But suggesting that he should, I think, is the dumbest take in the history of sports. I really do. It's just terrible. 18%, though, follow up, second place, makes sense to me. So there are some dissenters out there that thinks it makes sense for him to sit out. I almost feel like that's our fellow Gamecock fans hoping, praying, pleading, please sit out. Maybe we'll have a chance.
You ask. You didn't ask for reasons.
I didn't ask for reasons. Yeah, so that could be the reason. Yeah. That's fine. That's your reason. Everybody's got their reason. I say dumbest because I'm a big college football fan. I want to see the best players play at all times. And he is going to be that guy, especially next season. Twitter poll number four is also a blowout, and it's a blowout in favor of me. Which championship event is most important to you? College football natty, the Super Bowl, the World Series, or the Stanley Cup final? 75% so far. College football natty, followed by the Super Bowl at 12, World Series at 6, in last place behind 7% saying the Stanley Cup final. Ouch, that hurts. Another day, it's another top five at five, and I'm going to give you guys my top five things LSU has to do on Monday night to become the national champions. That is next as the Diddy takeover of Offsides continues on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.